everybody. Time for your two-minute drill presented by University Hospitals. I'm Jim Donovan alongside the Associated Press's Tom Withers, dressed in his Manchester United jersey. I feel like we're at Old Trafford rather than being in Berea. Eyebrows raised today when the question to head coach Mike Pettine is, hey, was Barkevius Mingo out there? And the answer is no, he isn't. He's dealing with something. We don't know what it is. But him not being out there and his history through his first 2 years is concerning.
A little bit of a cause for alarm, isn't it, Jimmy, with a lot of injuries mounting here at camp. So, yeah, you hate to see Mingo miss any time. I mean, he did an unbelievable job last year playing with one arm essentially the entire season, had the offseason surgery, so you got to hope for the best with him.
Here's the thing. I think everybody, Tom just says something that's very, very important. People are quick to look at Mingo and want huge numbers out of him. The fact that he played with one arm last year was amazing, and I really think he didn't get enough recognition for that.
Totally agree, Jimmy. He had a really nice year, to be honest, you know, and he's a guy that, you know, we've all fell in love with his speed off the edge and what he can do, and you would hope in this defense where there should be some growth this year in the second year under Jim O'Neill that Mingo will be even turned loose even more.
Let's go to the offensive line. Cam Irving is a terrific kid. He really is. The Browns' second first-round choice out of Florida State. Now, he's learning a number of positions. We're talking about Terrell Pryor learning a new position, one position coming to the NFL. This kid's learning how to be a guard. He's learning how to tweak his center abilities. And at some point, he can be a left tackle, too. I mean, that's a lot. Yet, his answer always is, hey, I'm an offensive lineman.
Yeah, he's not ready for wide receiver quite yet, but that could be down the road. You never know. This kid seems to have the full package. So I think it's remarkable that he was able to do that last year, Jimmy, even at the college level at Florida State, to go from left tackle to center on the best team in the nation. So, yeah, what a nice multiple tool knife to have in the drawer.
And how about this? Originally, he was a defensive lineman at one point in his football career. Okay, the offense down on the goal line. What did you see?
Well, I got a headache watching it. I'll be honest with you. There was some banging going on, which is exactly what the coaches and the players want to see down there. So, you know, I saw both sides do well at times. I saw Isaiah Crowell find the end zone again, which is what he showed a knack for doing last year. So, and I saw John DeFilippo, the new offensive coordinator, say, hey, we're going to go man-to-man here and just try to bowl you over. So that was nice to see.
Yeah, because the coach says, hey, listen, we want 6 points when we get down there and not be settling for three. Thanks very much, Tom.
Anytime, Jimmy.
Tom Withers joining us on our two-minute drill. Thanks for joining us here on ClevelandBrowns.com.